Anything is possible if you have enough nerve.
Happy day. This is the Wellness 717 podcast. I'm Dr. Jeff Ludwig. I'm the host of this show. This is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And the aim of this show is to give this community information so you can make smart, safe, and sane healthcare decisions. So as I say, relax and enjoy the show. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm so sorry I've been AWOL for a little bit. I've been busy working and taking care of my kids through coaching and just the season of my life. I'm happy to be back. And today's talk is real important. And the title of this talk is, Do You Have the Nerve to Be Healthy? Think about that for a second. So we're going to play on the word nerve, but as a chiropractor, that makes sense to me. But before you discover if you have the nerve to be healthy, you have to first ask the question, what is health? You know, most people across a variety of professions interpret health as really how we feel, what we eat, what we look like, and whether or not we can run around the block, right? Your fitness. And we also talk about, you know, how we feel when it comes to our mental health. You know, many of us are taught about health from our parents, right? Their actions. Of course, our parents want what's best for us. And as a young age, my parents were great. I remember not taking many medications, but we would do the Flintstone chewable vitamins. Probably I remember that because it was just so bad. I really don't remember taking ibuprofen and other medications. My parents did vaccinate, of course. There's way more vaccinations now than there were back then. And I didn't even have a pediatrician. I just went to a primary care doctor. So things have really changed over the years. But the actions which my parents demonstrated was really when someone is sick, and then I was taught then how to believe what health is, right? You're not healthy because you're sick. And to be honest with you, a lot of the times, many times, most of the times, when we're not feeling well, your body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. You know, a fever rises for a reason, to fight off the infection. And so I made observations as a young kid. And then through school and through my undergrad, I started respecting my body a little bit more. But as a young age, I learned that health was all about how you feel, right? You go to someone that's possibly more educated, probably more educated than you, and you get something, mainly medications, to take something away, which would be the signs and symptoms, to make you healthy. Basically, how to make you feel good. And that was the domino process. And guess what? It wasn't questioned at all, was it? And there wasn't the internet around, and everyone does it, right? You hear that your neighbor is sick, and they're taking this medication or that medication, and therefore, so will we. No questions asked at all. So growing up, and possibly, in fact, still today, there's this thing called medical obedience, right? You just do what your doctor tells you to do. And that's okay, I guess. But the challenge is you don't know what questions to ask. You get a lot of answers, don't you? A lot of answers, but you don't have the know-how to really ask the question before the question, which is the focus of what I do when I doctor each and every day. So when someone talks to you, or maybe you read about feelings and food and fitness, but no one really asks you to stop you to think what controls our muscles, what switches them on. And until I really went to chiropractic school, that's when I understood that the nerves control everything. And one of my first health illusions to be broken was my persistent, misunderstood definition of health, feelings, food, and fitness. But I also learned that, as a fact, and look at any medical journal, we are self-healing. We are self-regulating organisms that we're constantly adapting to our environment. It happens all the time, even when you don't feel sick. And when we are unable to adapt to the life around us, we create changes in our physiology, don't we? Which in turn create the signs and symptoms that we experience. And when you realize that, that should be a mind-blowing moment. Boom. And then the other thing that I grasp right away is that the nervous system is the master communicating system of the body. It is. Yes, gut health is important and emotions are important. All these things are important, but what controls them all? Your nervous system, the master communicator. And it is what we use to sense our world. The nervous system is what we use to adapt, and it's the one that coordinates all of our functions, every cell, organ, and tissue in our body. So when I have a patient that comes to my office, and many times they come in with pain, which is a motivator, as I say, but not an indicator of how healthy they are, if they understand the bigger idea of why they're coming in, then they really experience the power of what chiropractic can do for them. I give the opportunity in my office for patients to come in every week because that's what I do. I ask other fellow chiropractors in my area, how often do you get checked or adjusted to make sure that your nervous system is functioning at 100% so your body can adapt and heal itself and self-regulate and self-heal? And they usually say, oh, every week. And then I ask them, well, what do you do for your patients? Do you give them that opportunity? And this isn't to condemn any other chiropractor in my area or my profession for that matter, but most of the time they focus on the low hanging fruit, which is just the pain, getting out of pain, right? That's great. That's why the patients came in. Give them what they want. However, if you're a doctor that wants to make a difference, you focus on the next level. And that comes with education, which is what we do in our office every day. And it's a big aha moment, right? Just like I had when I was in chiropractic school, when people realize the power that made the body heals the body and what releasing interference to the nervous system, which is usually inflammation, right? And then your body can express itself like God intended it to be. When they get that, they are floored. The light goes on and they get it. And they bring their children in and they bring their grandparents in. Because why wouldn't you want to stay healthy, right? That's a proactive statement. Let's focus on staying healthy. Yes, eat healthy. Yes, positive mental attitude. Yes, get rid of social media or limit it. It's not the real world, people. So I want you to think for a second about just some simple functions that maybe we take for granted. And remind yourself that the body can self-heal, can self-regulate. So what happens after you cut your finger and it's bleeding? Is there a drug that you're supposed to take? Maybe clean it up with soap and water. Really? You don't necessarily need antibacterial lotions. Soap and water works real well. It worked really well in the Civil War with people getting knifed with bayonets, but that's a story for another time. But whenever there's a cut to your body and you're bleeding, there's an innate wisdom of the body that will respond in the same way. With blood seeping out, right? It oozes out or flowing out. The blood flows naturally, really, to remove all the site debris, the dirt, the grit. You probably didn't realize that, but it does. And the size of the cut and the depth determines the amount of blood that will flow from the area. And, you know, then the blood is allowed to flow. A whole cascade of internal events take place. And innately, platelets create blood clotting, if you will, to clump together. And it does it so lightly, and it hardens, and then it closes the gap where the cut is. With no drugs, it's just an innate connection with your body. And it does this because of the messages from your nervous system. I think that's important. And then what happens is the first part is the scab. How long does it usually take the clot? Well, about 2 minutes. The same length of time it takes to place a cloth over the site and apply pressure. The difference is with a cloth, the blood is not free flowing, which allows the blood to innately remove debris. And then the blood innately stops flowing when the body knows the area is clean, right? It knows this. Self-regulating, self-healing. And then it forms a scab. Your body is genius. And it does this with a lot of different functions in your body that you don't even realize. So, do you have the nerve to be healthy? What I'm asking you is, do you trust your body? Do you understand how the body is self-regulating and self-healing and the importance of what chiropractic really does? And if you're going to another chiropractor, awesome. Have this conversation with them. They are all trained in school and know how the body works and know how chiropractic works. And ask your chiropractor, how can I benefit more from chiropractic rather than just pain relief? And they should be able to tell you the answer. And if not, if they don't trust the body, if they think it's just pain relief, then maybe push them to answer more important questions. Or maybe look for another chiropractor. I hate to say that, but you need someone that is principled, someone that focuses on healing from the inside out, in fact, from above down and inside out. So there's a health illusion out there. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, then they don't have to worry about answers. To understand this health illusion, we must first reflect on the question, where does health come from? And it doesn't happen from the outside in. It's created by you from the inside out. Well, thanks for listening to this episode talking about, do you have the nerve to be healthy? And talking about health obedience and realizing how your mindset on health was developed. Not by a negative person, but just the way you've been educated through maybe your parents, maybe through media now. And it's crazy. Our healthcare system is one of the sickest systems in the world, and a lot of it has to do with their premise. And it's followed by the food industry, which is a topic for another day. So if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the channel that you're listening to. These episodes generally come out each week, and they are sponsored by my office, Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And if you want to learn more about what chiropractic is, and have any questions about whether chiropractic can help you, right? how can low nerve interference or no nerve interference can help your body heal itself, to self-regulate, to self-heal, feel free to give my office a call at 717-761-8840. Schedule a free call with me, Dr. Jeff. I'll be happy to discuss with you, and hopefully you make an appointment so we can really see the real cause to interference to your health and to your nervous system. And as always, as we begin our week, I encourage you all to be well and to be blessed. Have a great week, everyone.